This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump has warned Syria's President Bashar al-Assad, Iran, and Russia not to recklessly attack rebel-held Idlib province. He said hundreds of thousands could be killed. In a tweet, Mr. Trump said the Iranians and Russians would be making a grave humanitarian mistake, what he called this potential human tragedy. Trinity University historian David Lesh doubts that that will have any effect on the planned assault unless chemical weapons are used.
That has been the only admonition from the United States to Russia and the Syrian government was do not use chemical weapons. They're ratcheting up the pressure a little bit, but I don't think there's anything the United States can do at this point to stop what I see as inevitable.
The province of some 3 million people and surrounding areas is the last major rebel enclave in Syria. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, speaking in Damascus, said a summit involving Iran, Turkey, and Russia is scheduled to take place Friday in Tehran to coordinate the political path forward on Syria, including reconstruction, refugee return, as well as dealing with the terrorist remnants in Idlib. The International Court of Justice Monday heard arguments between Mauritius and Britain on the legality of British sovereignty over the Chagos Islands in the Indian Ocean. Former Mauritius President Anirudh Jugnauth said the archipelago was taken illegally by Britain from his country prior to independence in 1965.
The shameful eviction caused and continues to cause immense suffering to part of the Mauritian population, commonly referred to as Chagosians.
The British Solicitor General insisted the matter could be resolved diplomatically. Former Congolese warlord Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba has been barred from running for president as an opposition candidate in December's election. The Constitutional Court ruling Bemba cannot run because of his pending sentencing for witness tampering. This is VOA News. A judge in Myanmar, also known as Burma, has found two Reuters journalists guilty of breaching a law on state secrets and sentenced them each to 7 years in prison. The verdict drew international condemnation, especially in light of criticism over Myanmar's crackdown on Rohingya Muslims. Daniel Bestard is with the Reporters Without Borders.
Starting from their arrest, which was made by a plot made by the police, one policeman admitted in court that his superiors organized this plot to arrest the two journalists. Then the whole procedure of hearings was just on charge against the journalist. The defense didn't have really a lot of right to express itself. And this final verdict is outrageous.
The two journalists were investigating the killing of Rohingya villagers by security forces at the time of their arrest. Iraq's new parliament met Monday in its first session since May's election, but failed to elect a speaker, a first step toward forming a government. Acting Speaker Ahmed al-Jaburi said there was no quorum and called for Parliament to remain in session until the Speaker is elected. There are two competing blocks of political factions trying to attain a parliamentary majority. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte visiting Israel Monday laid a wreath to commemorate the victims of the Holocaust in Jerusalem.
Never again may the world learn the lessons of this horrific and benighted period of human history.
Mr. Duterte is the first Philippine leader to visit Israel. He signed tourism, labor, and defense deals with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Argentine President Mauricio Macri Monday announced an austerity package, including cuts in bureaucracy, new taxes, and steep spending cuts to balance next year's budget.
En estos meses se desataron todas las tormentas juntas.
He said, while all the storms were unleashed at the same time, there is no cause to lose hope. We must live within our means, he said, and end corruption. The policies are designed to attract another $50 billion loan from the International Monetary Fund. The peso, meanwhile, has lost nearly half its value this year. Ugandan politician Robert Kyagulanyi, also known as pop star Bobby Wine, spoke out publicly for the first time Monday about his arrest and beating at the hands of Ugandan security force members after being charged with treason. Speaking in the U.S., where he's receiving medical treatment, Kyagulanyi said he was beaten, punched, and kicked after supporters allegedly stoned the presidential motorcade during a campaign stop last month. In Afghanistan, the founder of the militant group Haqqani Network, Jalaluddin Haqqani, has died after a long illness. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.